Seasons of Stories, Winter, recorded at Epe Centre for the Arts. Written and narrated by Martin Maudsley and Sarah Acton, with extra bits by me, Tom Hughes.
Winter can be bleak and beautiful all at once.
The colours in nature fade into shades of browns and greens to greys. The once bountiful food supplies dwindle and a sense of quietness spreads across the land.
Winter for many is a time to slow down, conserve energy and plan for spring's arrival. But if we look closely, we see buds on trees slowly begin to swell and the first roots of snowdrops and bluebells take hold in the moist soil.
Worms travel deeper in the warmth of the soil. Mammals snuggle together and birds migrate. People behave in much the same way as nature, hunkering down in our homes, facing sunlit windows and gathering together to celebrate festivities, while some head abroad for a dose of winter sunshine.
Chilly evenings that are overlooked by the brightest of starlit skies make way for crisp mornings blanketed in a glistening white frost.
When we take time to notice, there's a lot to rejoice in winter, and everything around us seems to know that the world is turning and that springtime is sure to come again soon. On St. Martin's Day, winter's on its way.
Winter comes. Fields clothed in mist. Soon the storms their dark days bring, and spring will come.
When is it winter for you?
Well, definitely when you've got a wrap-up warmer to go out, especially if there's a nice breeze.
Long darkness, winter. Slippery paths, winter. Grey descends, winter. Low sun squints, winter. Count the dead, winter. Elders remember, winter. Meet me if you dare, winter. Bang the drum, winter. Light the fire, winter. Story the night, winter. Sing out loud, winter. Outlast winter.
Putting the clocks back signifies dark evenings and chilly mornings.